was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls strings. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings as the night falls in. On a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Welcome, folks. What a night, what a night. You know, so many things I have to talk to you about tonight. And I tell you, I've been digging into a lot of this United Nations insanity. I've spoken to some about the Article 5 convention, spoken to a couple veterans about being disarmed because they had PTSD. You know, it blows my mind how we can sit here year after year, complaining about our so-called loss of constitutional rights. Well, you know, I've been saying for a long time now that there are no such thing as constitutional rights. There's only constitutional restrictions. And if we do not wrap our minds around that and be able to instruct, inform, advise people, then they will not be able to understand their own essential place in this world. Because as long as we believe collectively, no pun intended, well, maybe a little bit intended, if we all allow our friends and our relatives and our neighbors to say they're taking away our Second Amendment rights, then they're already gone. These are not things that politicians have the right to remove. These are not things that are up for debate. We do not need a new conversation, as some of these nitwit reporters would have you believe that we need. The superdelegates, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, this hack, in front of the world, admitted that superdelegates exist to prevent establishment officials so that they do not have to contend with grassroots campaigns. She actually said that on CNN. Essentially, what she said was that we're using your tax money and your system to prevent you from having a voice. Ha ha. Seriously. Seriously. I mean, I know they're bold. I have to think to myself sometimes, they have to be stupid. If they actually represented us and we're not merely puppets of the Federal Reserve communist central banking scheme, they wouldn't even think like this. DC needs an enema. Serious one. Mike, I posted something to Republic Broadcasting Facebook page. You'll see it. It's at the top. Snatch that for me, will you? There is a woman that has the moxie, the guts, the knowledge, the understanding as to what is going on. She understands how we're being manipulated, how we're being programmed, and they're doing it to the children because that's who they need to do it to. That is who they need to get to. They need to brainwash the kids and make them think about guns and globalism in a radically different way. It's insane. Let me know when you have that, brother.
Alpha and a mom.
Here we come.
Argyle ISD and a parent. Representing herself.
Yes, and I am the vice president of Women on the Wall, but I am not representing Women on the Wall today. I am a mom.
Okay.
Alice Linehan.
Great, thank you. My name is Alice Linehan, and I am a mom from Argyle ISD, a 4A Lone Star Cup winning, state champion athletic winning, outstanding star passing school district. On paper, we look amazing. And I know that Argyle ISD will work hard and diligent to receive an A rating. But I want to give you a little reality check. The next generation of assessments, conceptual frameworks coming into our schools, which were piloted and funded in Texas through Senate Bill 1557, which put in place the High Performance Consortium, that is the pilot program for the next generation of assessments and accountability. And their concept themes can be described as transdisciplinary in purpose. Transdisciplinary is the function of the subject matter, concept themes in the syllabus, the course frameworks that are used to guide how a student views the world. The technical term most commonly used is lenses. Effectively, these lenses become the values, attitudes, and beliefs the students are to be taking away from the curriculum. This is about changing the next generation of American children's worldview. And let me give you a personal story of what that looks like in the classroom with my own daughter at Argyle ISD, which is how our children are being deemed whether they're college and career ready. For a little background, my daughter was the only one in the school district who was not issued a Chrome book because as her parents, we did not want her on a district-issued technology device. One day she texted me from right after her AP English 3 class screenshots of a quiz that her teacher, who told her to take it on her iPhone because she couldn't take it on her Chromebook, had given to the class. This class is an English class, but they were talking about philosophy in this class. The teacher was using one of the four C's, which she's now trained to do. She was using collaboration, so she broke the class down into groups, and they were given a philosophy. And then they had to do research on that philosophy, so they went and took this quiz online. The quiz was 30 questions that asked things like, do you believe there's an almighty God? Do you believe that atheism is a religion? Do you believe that homosexuality is unnatural? Do you believe that children should be protected at all costs? Do you believe that the Holocaust happened as described in the textbooks? Then this quiz created, or this website created a tension score, and gave a report. And where there was a conflict in the student's answers, it gave a report. And let me read for you from my daughter's report. It says, "You agreed that there exists an all-powerful, loving God and good God. And you also said that to allow an innocent child to suffer needlessly when one could easily prevent it is morally reprehensible. These two beliefs together generate what is known as the problem of evil. The problem is simple. If God is all-powerful, loving, and good, that means that he can do what he wants and will do what is morally right. But surely this means that he would not allow an innocent child to suffer needlessly, as he could easily prevent it. Yet he does. Much infant suffering is the result of human action, but much is also due to natural causes like disease and famine. In both cases, God could stop it, yet he does not." You can take the quiz for yourself. In your packet, I gave you the link. After taking this quiz, clinical mental health counselor Joan Land stated, "This is a classic psychological deconstructive technique to put a person in a double bind and collapse their cognitive framework." I'll say that again. Collapse their cognitive framework. "As a mother, this infuriates me. And when I went to ask my daughter's advanced placement English teacher why she had the students take this online quiz, she mentioned that her job was to teach these kids to critically think for their jobs in the workforce. She had no problem with the online quiz. She did not say that her job was to teach them English. As a mom, I expect that I send my child to school to learn English, to learn math, to learn history, knowledge-based academic skills. I hope, now that my time is done, that you'll take the time to ask me what I really think about this teacher and her teaching strategies. I've written about it in this book, Your Child's Number One Threat, 21st Century Learning and the Common Core, which includes stories from moms and dads across Texas. This is not an isolated incident. Whose children are being harmed, like my child, in the classroom. And we're the parents in a school district that on your accountability system would be seen as doing great things. But the reality is much different in the classroom. And I will tell you, for those children who are in those school districts who aren't reaching those STAR assessments, imagine what they're being taught in the classroom that you don't even know about it. I know that a lot of times we would look at a teacher and blame a teacher for something that happens in that classroom, because ultimately it's the teacher that gives the lesson. But I'm not here to have a grievance against this teacher. I want you to see that your responsibility, ultimately curriculum in Argyle ISD is the superintendent's responsibility. But it's also your responsibility, because your key role is to allocate funds that come into the district. And so you are approving funds for the professional development of the teacher and the administrators. And you're approving the funds for the technology that is used. It's those kids who are here tonight who are going to be impacted, because now their data can be collected from preschool through the workforce, and as they get rid of the STAR test or the end of course exams and they create an individual portfolio on a child, that portfolio will follow that child through the workforce. And you may not have all the power, instead of just
signing off on any professional development, but to say, who are the people teaching at this professional development? What are the learning theories? Who is Lev Vygotsky? Who is Grant Wiggins? Who is Robert Marzano? These people, Lev Vygotsky, who a lot of these learning theories and what's coming into the classroom, he's a behavioral psychologist from the Soviet Union. And most people don't know that. Most teachers who are implementing these learning theories, they don't know that. So I don't blame the teachers. I don't blame you. But you've been forewarned. And that's why I had to take out my youngest child, because I know what's coming.
There's a shift happening in education today. And they'll say it's 21st century learning. This is not 21st century learning. There was a push for this in the late 60s, early 70s, again in the late 80s and early 90s, and now again. In the 80s and 90s, it was deemed outcome-based school to work. It was pushed back against by moms and dads and teachers because they knew how harmful this was to our children. And I'll close with this. This shift in education, whether you call it college and career ready, 21st century learning, innovative, Every Student Succeeds Act, it's a shift away from an education of opportunity, equal opportunity, because children in the classroom are learning knowledge-based skills, reading, writing, how to do math, and they know history. This, what is happening and what you've talked about all this morning, is about an education of equity and equal outcomes based on attitudes, values, beliefs, and behaviors, and changing the next generation's worldview. There's a huge impact that has happened now that the Common Core has hit 45 states. In Texas, we have the same learning theories and teaching strategies. It's just called College and Career Ready. We have the same pre-K through the workforce system where we're collecting data on my children. And it's a shift away from the mental, academics, knowledge-based assessments, end-of-course tests, to behaviors and performance standards and competencies for the workforce. The ideology behind this is to change America's worldview from nationalism to globalism. And it allows for government-controlled economy. There's a French word that's used in other countries.
I'm sorry, your time
is
long.
This is my very last sentence. It's called dirigisme. And it means a state-directed economy. I did not have my three children to be human capital for the state of Texas. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Are there any questions?
Amen. That's great, brother. That's great. There you have Alice Lanahan peeling them back, and telling the truth. This is what we are dealing with now, folks. We are dealing with an all-out communist assault of the senses. It's insane. Now, how does this happen? Well, I can tell you just from a Texas point of view. Texas is it's a stealth takeover, really. It's a stealth takeover. And I tell you, people don't realize until they hear folks like Alice Lanahan. Alice Lanahan has been waking them up and shaking them up, and she needs as much support as you can give her. The name of her organization is Women on the Wall. Women on the Wall. Now, a prime example of the stealth takeover by progressives in our public school system is C-Scope.
even in a conservative state like Texas, that has been under the watch of conservative governors for the last 18 years, an organized cartel of big money backing, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, slimy lawyers, community organizers disguised as concerned parents, socialist educators, curriculum developers, and teacher principal coaches managed to infect over 600 Texas school districts before anyone realized what was happening. Now, you have to ask yourself, how does something like this happen? In recent years, concerned parents became aware and started crying out for something to be done to stop the progressive C-scope curriculum that is now being used in over 80% of Texas public schools. How did this happen under 18 years of Republican governors? I have shared with you before. I will share with you again. Neoconservative movement. The neoconservative movement is Trotskyism, the replacement of true republicanism with government conservative flavored communists. Now, I had an article that I published, and in that article, I had an episode completely devoted to this subject. The episode has been deleted. It has been completely deleted. It is gone. However, the article still stands. Anybody who's interested in reading this article, please go to Neoconservative Movement is Trotskyism, the replacement of true republicanism with big government conservative flavored communists. Because that's what we have. From this, I want you to be very clearly informed. We have been attacked by those who call themselves allies. They are not. They call themselves many things, but they are not. And they have infected the thoughts of conservative America or traditional America with Scofield-referenced Bible political Zionism, which is not but 200 years old, and funded by the Rothschilds. Now, notice what you heard inside that one piece that Alice was reading. Do you believe that the Holocaust happened the way the history books teach you or the way you're taught in school? What would that have to do with English class? Who would put that in the curriculum? Who would do such a thing? I wonder. If the people do not awaken and read their Bibles rather than the commentaries and doctrines of men, they will be forever lost in the totalitarian regime of Talmudism awaiting them, where neither Christian nor atheist will be safe. All one has to do is read the Babylonian Talmud and learn where this ideology comes from. You have to understand the root of communism. And it's that elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about. This is a Babylonian poisoning. This is not the religion of Abraham. This is not the religion of the Bible. This is not the faith of the Old Testament. This is not the faith of the New Testament. This is not the tribe of Benjamin. This is not the tribe of Judah. This is not real. It is deception that is built by what I think they really should be called, which are Satanists. And they come in the Christian flavor. They come in the Muslim flavor. They come in the Jewish flavor. They come in all flavors and sizes. They are not restricted to one. And those who would point their finger at just one as being the problem, whether it is just Islam, or just Judaism, or just Christianity, they are people who seek to divide, They are propagandists. They are hypocrites. If you are going to point your finger at this poison that exists to tear apart the minds of our youth, you must call it for what it is. Evil, evil, evil. Some of it call it Satanism. Some of it call it Luciferianism. Some of it call it Baal worship or Moloch worship. But I assure you, this is as old can be. It comes from Babylon. We are told about this in history books. We are told about this in the Bible. This is a Babylonian poisoning. The same individuals that used to give sacrificial dances where they used to take their babies and throw them in the fire and have orgies around the fire of giving praise to Moloch. This is where, if you compare them with modern day progressives and Planned Parenthood and what's going on with the baby parts, and what you see happening in the LGBTQXYZ concocted movement. Folks, I have people that have died. When I was a kid, my uncle was a homosexual. He was my uncle, and I still loved him. I assure you, I did not hate him. It was not my job to change him. It was not my job to forsake him. He has to answer to God, and he has to live within his own body, and he has to live his own life. I will tell you what my uncle did not do. He did not stroll down Broad Street wearing a feather boa in underwear. That is what he did not do. And I could care less if that it was a man doing it, professing to have sex with another man, or if it's a slut walk. We are losing our moral compass, and we are allowing these Marxist nitwits to overrun us because we become so tolerant and so dumbed down that we do not understand the very purpose that we were founded to begin with. It was not just so that people could worship freely. This is a misnomer. It was so that they could prevent subversion and the state to mandate one sect or denomination as a church sanctioned by the state. You must understand the difference. We will be right back. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio Broadcast. Feel free to call in, ask questions or comment. We will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
All I see is earth and brown.
Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. I feel like there for a minute I'm up on a pulpit, and I tell you, I wish more of these pastors at these churches would ditch their 501c3 permissiveness, and they would get behind these pulpits and tell you the truth. But the sad fact is that many of them are altered and controlled too. Now, folks, I was talking with you before we went to the break about the real reason why folks came here and left England and what they came here to achieve. Okay? You have to understand our real history, not this progressive version that they would like you to believe. Practicing true Christianity, which I call, and I keep in mind, I don't belong to any church. I take the Bible a little bit literally. I worship on Saturday. Some people would refer to me as a Seventh-day Adventist Protestant Christian. Well, that may be true in theory. I don't belong to the church. I don't belong to any church. I belong to a faith. I belong to God.
I'm a child of God. But the folks that came here, you have to understand the history of Jesuitism and the Catholic Church and the Catholic kings of Scotland and what was going on with the split of Great Britain and the Catholic Church, and then its formation of its own religion. When they thought that they might be free with that, then the king created the Church of England, mandating just another form of Catholic Church in England. And those that wanted to keep to the true faith of taking the Bible for what it said, without the doctrines of man, without the Phariseeism, and let me be clear here, folks, never let it be said that I'm anti-this or anti-Semitic or listen, I was born and raised by a Roman Catholic father and a Protestant mother with a Jewish stepmother. I loved my brothers, and I loved my stepmother's side of the family were some very great people. My Uncle Bob and my Aunt Randy and their kids were wonderful people. When I try and make it clear that these different religious leaders, what they do and what they have always done, there is among these people in every one of these cultures, including the Roman Catholic culture of my father's side of the family, I don't exclude anyone. Therefore, I don't hate anyone either, because I'm a Christian. I'm to love everyone and try and bring them to some semblance of rationality, reason, and to God. I know I'm going a little bit religious tonight, but you're just going to have to deal with this for a minute, because it's part of our history. And these folks came here because the Catholic Church had a stranglehold on the minds and of the laws that were being implemented in Great Britain and Scotland. They sought to be able to not only come here and worship as they saw fit, to allow others to do the same, but also they existed to prevent the suppression of their ability to worship. And that is exactly what we see the federal government and state governments doing today. They have taken the concept of free will of the Christian faith enshrined in the Magna Carta, the Declaration of Independence, the Articles of Confederation, and the Constitution, and they have flipped it upon its head. They have now taken that, and it is a be-all, catch-all, religious liberty and freedom. That means you can worship Satan. No, it does not. It does not grant anyone that level of depravity. Those of you who think that I may be mistaken, please look to the original Massachusetts Constitution. Read it for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Don't take my word for it. The original Massachusetts Constitution kind of gives you a glimpse into what we were really meant to be, really. I tell you, if people only really understood, if people only truly understood, they would feel rather silly that they've allowed these people this much latitude. And just so you know that I'm not off in left field somewhere, allow us to share a little bit of this with you. Because I tell you, if you don't realize the history by which you were founded, you're doomed to repeat all of the worst aspects of it.
let's start with the people have a right to keep and bear arms for common defense. Doesn't say anything about, you know, see how the liberals like to argue about the militia, a well-organized militia being necessary for the security of a free state, all of that. All of that was very important. And this was the federal constitution that was supposed to govern commerce between all states, but the states, they really kind of showed you what it was about. People have a right to keep and bear arms for the common defense. And as time in times of peace, armies are dangerous to liberty. They ought not to be maintained without the consent of the legislature, and that is a legislature that's actually listening to the people. And the military power shall always be held in exact subordination to the civil authority and be governed by it. Hello, United Nations strong cities. The police themselves have become a standing army. But if you understand truly the nature of faith inside these constitutions, you'll see that the original Massachusetts Constitution not only advocated for the Protestant education of children, but it also advocated for teachers to be, get this, elected. Imagine if we got to elect at least our chief teachers, the ones that maybe principals, but I would say to a certain degree, all of them really should be, because they have no ability to remove these people when they do not listen and when they start to indoctrinate our children with all manners of this insanity that we heard Alice Linehan speak about. The Massachusetts Constitution made it very clear, very, very clear, that we were a Christian republic. Why is this important? For those of you that are non-Christians out there or atheists, why is this so important? Why is this so important to me to get this across to you? Because your ability to not worship comes from the Christian tenet. It is what allows it in this republic. And let me be clear with this. Free will is a concept of the Christian faith. It is not a concept of any of these other faiths that we are standing now looking at being assaulted by. Some of these sects, if you do not believe, you're beheaded. In Judaism, if you don't believe, or if you're not one of them, it doesn't even matter what you believe, if you're not one of them, you are cattle, goyim, cattle. This is just the way it is. People have become ignorant to the truth. They have become ignorant to the very purpose that we were created. In Article 2, it is the right as well as the duty of all men in society publicly as stated seasons to worship the supreme being, the great creator, and the preserver of the universe, and no subject shall be hurt, molested, or restrained in his person, liberty, or estate for worshiping God in the manner and season most agreeable to the dictates of his own conscience. Keep in mind that the God that they are referring to is the one true God of the Bible, being the Bible, New and Old Testaments, upon which the Magna Carta was built. This is common law that they are talking about. And no one shall be hurt, molested, restrained in his person, liberty, or estate for worshiping God, or of his profession or sentiments, provided he does not disturb the public peace or obstruct others in their worship. As the happiness of a people and the good order and preservation of a civil government essentially depend upon piety, religion, and morality, this is from the Constitution of Massachusetts, and these cannot be generally diffused throughout a community, but by the institution of the public worship of God and of the public instructions in piety, religion, and morality. Therefore, to promote their happiness and to secure the good order and preservation of their government, the people of this commonwealth have a right to invest their legislature with power to authorize and require, and the legislature from time to time to authorize and require the several towns, parishes, precincts, and other bodies politic or religious societies to make a suitable provision at their own expense for the institution of the public worship of God and the support and maintenance of a public Protestant teachers of piety, religion, and morality in all cases where such provision shall not be made voluntarily. A public Protestant teacher of piety. And the people of this commonwealth also have a right to and do invest their legislature with the authority to enjoin upon all the subjects in attendance upon the instructions of the public teachers aforesaid at stated times and seasons, if there be any on whose instructions they can conscientiously and conveniently attend, provided notwithstanding that the several towns, parishes, precincts, and other bodies politic or religious societies shall at all times have an exclusive right of electing their public teachers and of contracting with them for the support and maintenance. How about that? And every denomination of Christians, listen very carefully, and every denomination of Christians demeaning themselves peaceably and as good subjects of the commonwealth shall be equally under the protection of the law, and no subordination of any one sect or denomination to another shall ever be established by law. And no subordination of any one sect or denomination to another shall ever be established by law. That is the separation of church and state by which many people refer, but incorrectly think that they know what it means. Folks, we have been lied to. The republic that was built, and the reason why they are taking us away from the Christian republic that was founded, is because they don't want you to know this truth. Now, under this law, no one would be persecuted for not believing. But the secularism that promotes open promiscuity and moral degeneracy would not have been tolerated, and it is not tolerated under the law. Why? Because it is not free speech. It is subversive in nature, and it takes people and it changes them. It brainwashes them to think about God in a radically different way. It brainwashes them to think about guns in a radically different way. It brainwashes them to think about globalism and nationalism in a radically different way. It brainwashes them into believing that their beliefs in this moral cancer called Marxism and many other isms is exercising free speech. It is not. I don't seek to silence anyone of their free thoughts. I don't. And if you're having a conversation with someone, I don't care if you're a Marxist, American, whatever you are, you should be able to have the right to express yourself. What you should not have the right to do is to take this ideology any further than your own freedom to discuss
Once you start trying to infuse it, make kids think, brainwash them to think of things in a radically different way, you have now gone far past free speech. It is called subversion. And if your subversion promotes in any way the overthrow or replacement of the Republic, you are committing treason. We shall return. Call in. Have at it. I know that people out there want to debate this. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam. Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Everything you earn by breaking your backs. We're going to redistribute when we make our big tax. Hey, sit down. Don't be a jerk.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
History has shown your genetic disease, you're parasitical prone, you could never be pleased. Everywhere you've gone, you've been treated for fleas. It's time to delouse the house, we don't need none of these. Arming themselves to the teeth while taking Americans' guns, and all the time they're having so much fun. Just take a look what they done. Just take a look, just take a look what they done.
They took the gold from Gaddafi and the petrol from Hussein, playing God with Assad's democratic regime. All over your Talmud vision, ISIS is seen, but that big plasma screen is a crisis machine. High definition for the Goyim, Holy Hola hoax, Ilya Ehrenberg's dream. There's too many facets for you to understand the plan, from plundering opium and lithium in Afghanistan to justifying a fraudulent crisis to attack Iran and finalize the greater Israel by taking Pakistan. Just look at the
Welcome back on the vile flag. Resurrect the Republic, 30 Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Now, folks, where I was. The reason why I'm stuck on this, and, you know, I need people to understand this. No matter what you have been made to believe, and a lot of people are under the false assumption that we have the First Amendment somehow grants us all the ability to worship anything that we want in any way that we want, regardless of where that takes us. It is simply not supported by the law. It is not supported by our history. It is not supported by fact. It just is not. What am I saying? I'm not saying that everybody who doesn't believe like I do should be kicked out of the country. Not what I'm saying. People should have the freedom of thought. I am not a totalitarian mind. I don't believe that people all need to think alike, but what I do know is that our history does not allow them to take those beliefs and use it in a subversive manner to brainwash Americans to think about their history in a radically different way. It's already been done. And many of us, I included, was one of them who had their minds screwed by the Pharisees, the doctrines of man that replaced the most brilliant organized works that we have ever seen. When did more bombs for Jesus ever become in any way, shape, or fashion acceptable? When did dropping depleted uranium all over the Middle East, causing women to give birth to babies that are, many of you have seen the pictures. We have allowed, in our name, poison to be spread across the Middle East for the sake of the Greater Israel Project. For many of you who don't know what the Greater Israel Project is, or who may be listening to this for the first time, please, by all means, Google it. We're going into the second hour, folks. Sorry for the short segment. We will be back. Please feel free to call in. Challenge me if you'd like. Ask questions, comment. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
Here in the land of the not so free,
I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.